a high-level robot made in humanoid form, not like the ordinary metal-limbed workers. It had fooled him. He had been away so long. Dr. Bish appeared plump and well-fed, with kindly features and eyeglasses. His large, fleshy hands rested on the desk, a ring on one finger. Pinstripe suit and necktie, diamond tie clasp, nails carefully manicured, hair black and evenly parted. But his voice had given him away. They never seemed to be able to get a really human sound into the voice. The compressed air and whirling disc system seemed to fall short. Otherwise, it was very convincing.
"I understand you've been situated near Proxima, Mr. Doyle,"
Dr. Bish said pleasantly.
Ed nodded.
Yeah. "Quite a long way, isn't it? I have never been out there. I have always wanted to go. Is it true they're almost ready to push on Sirius?"
"Look, Doc."
"Ed, don't be so impatient."
Janet stubbed out her cigarette, glancing reprovingly up at him. She hadn't changed in 6 months. Small blonde face, red mouth, cold eyes like little blue rocks, and now her perfect figure back again.
"They're bringing him here. It takes a few minutes. They have to wash him off and put drops in his eyes and take a wave shot of his brain."
"He? Then it's a boy?"
"Of course. Don't you remember? You were with me when I had the shots. We agreed at the time. You haven't changed your mind, have you?"
"Too late to change your mind now, Mr. Doyle."
Dr. Bish's toneless voice came, high-pitched and calm.
"Your wife has decided to call him Peter."
"Peter?"
Ed nodded, a little dazed.
"Oh, that's right. We did decide, didn't we? Peter."
He let the word roll around in his mind.
Yeah, that's fine. I like it."
The wall suddenly faded, turning from opaque to transparent. Ed spun quickly. They were looking into a brightly lit room filled with the hospital equipment and white-clad attendant robots. One of the robots was moving toward them, pushing a cart. On the cart was a container, a big metal pot. Ed's breathing increased. He felt a wave of dizziness. He went up to the transparent wall and stood gazing at the metal pot in the cart. Dr. Bish rose.
"Don't you want to see, too, Mrs. Doyle?"
"Of course."
Janet crossed to the wall and stood beside Ed. She watched critically, her arms folded. Dr. Bish made a signal. The attendant reached into the pot and lifted out a wire tray, gripping the handles with his magnetic clamps. On the tray, dripping through the wire, was Peter Doyle, still wet from his bath, his eyes wide with astonishment. He was pink all over, except for a fringe of hair on the top of his head and his great blue eyes. He was little and wrinkled and toothless, like an ancient withered sage.
"Golly," Ed said.
Dr. Bish made a second signal. The wall slid back. The attendant robot advanced into the room, holding his dripping tray out. Dr. Bish removed Peter from the tray and held him up for inspection. He turned him around and around, studying him from every angle.
"He looks fine," he said at last.
"What was the result of the wave photo?" Janet asked.
"Result was good. Excellent tendencies indicated. Very promising. High development of the..."
The doctor broke off.
"What is it, Mr. Doyle?"
Ed was holding out his hands.
"Let me have him, Doc. I want to hold him."
He grinned from ear to ear.
"Let's see how heavy he is. He sure looks big."
Dr. Bish's mouth fell open in horror. He and Janet gaped.
"Ed!"
Janet exclaimed sharply.
"What's the matter with you?"
"Good heavens, Mr. Doyle,"
the doctor murmured. Ed blinked.
What?
"If I had thought you had any such thing in mind..."
Dr. Bish quickly returned Peter to the attendant. The attendant rushed Peter from the room back to the metal pot. The cart and robot and pot hurriedly vanished and the wall banged back in place. Janet grabbed Ed's arm angrily.
"Good Lord, Ed, have you lost your mind? Come on, let's get out of here before you do something else."
"But..."
"Come on."
Janet smiled nervously at Dr. Bish.
"We'll run along now, Doctor. Thanks so much for everything. Don't pay any attention to him. He's been out there so long, you know."
"I understand,"
Dr. Bish said smoothly.
He had regained his poise.
"I trust we'll hear from you later, Mrs. Doyle."
Janet pulled Ed out into the hall.
"Ed, what's the matter with you? I've never been so embarrassed in all my life."
Two spots of red glowed in Janet's cheeks.
"I could have kicked you."
"But what?
You know we aren't allowed to touch him. What do you want to do? Ruin his whole life?"
"But..."
"Come on.